Good morning, Dale.
Well, Bluke rides again. It won't be for the ACMs, but Blake and Luke are back together again.
They are. He finally has gotten Luke to be his team advisor for The Voice. It took him 3 years. I guess this is the first time his schedule has allowed for it. Also, when Luke was in Mexico last weekend, do you know he hurt himself kite surfing when he got jerked down into some coral?
Well, that'll never happen to me because I don't think I'll ever be kite surfing.
I accidentally went surfing when a wave hit me and I lost my bathing suit top in Hawaii.
Hello. There's something. There's something you don't see every day.
No.
I fell off a curb yesterday. I was helping somebody pack some stuff up and the step down was further than I thought. And it's one of those things where you're falling in slow motion. The next thing I knew, my forehead hit the car door. So I'm walking around today with this big goose egg right in the middle of my head.
Oh, that is painful.
Yeah.
Oh.
So.
Also, we're hearing, as for those killer Georgia storms last weekend, Luke Ray was raised 15 miles from the devastation. He will perform at a benefit concert for the victims' families. We just don't have a date on that yet. Lady Antebellum are on the Ellen Show today. They'll also sing at a pre-Super Bowl concert, and they're doing a Daytona 500 pre-race show February 26th. Charles Kelly's son Ward is already 11 months old now, and a few bus bunks are being converted into a padded crib with a gate. When Brantley Gilbert was in rehab a few years ago for alcohol and painkiller addiction, Keith Urban came to visit him and lend some advice as he had also gone through the same thing. Brantley says if it weren't for Keith, he'd probably be dead. And finally, Maren Morris says my church changed everything for her. And it didn't hurt that Tim McGraw also recorded one of her tunes for his Sundown Heaventown album. Maren says she's no overnight success, though. She's been performing since she was 12.
You think Tim McGraw has maybe a New Year's resolution to be on everyone's album in some way this year?
Well, he's following in the footsteps of Willie Nelson, yes. I'm Nashville Kat, back tomorrow with more news and Dish for KF Country.